In the small central Queensland town of Claremont, shops are closed and workers have moved away. The mining downturn has hit the community hard, and local publican Leanne Appleton has watched it happen.
You know, the crash was big when the mine did, when they closed and called it a day, and now we rely on the town that used to be here before the big boom. You know, we have always had a pretty good business with the country people.
Across Queensland, 20,000 jobs have been shed from the resources sector. Leanne Appleton says her business is learning to cope with the downturn.
Without the mining industry, you know, the town that was a pretty versatile, you know, we had lots of rural people, gold miners, farmers, the whole lot.
Grazier Peter Anderson is one of them. His property is 75 kilometres away from Claremont. In the past, he struggled to find workers, but now sacked miners are looking for jobs back on the land.
Agriculture's always been here. It was fairly tough for agriculture during the boom times because we're right in the middle of the Bowen Basin here, and it's fairly hard to get employees when there's high paying jobs, you know, just down the road. We've advertised recently, and we got quite a few applicants that have worked for the resource sector coming back.
How much does that then flow onto the community?
Well, it all flows to the community. Lower out of agriculture, really, in one way, shape or another. People upgrade machinery, which the local dealers get supported, and local mechanics, and you know, people will spend money on building contour banks in the farming or doing fencing for the cattle and whatever. So at the end of the day, the money's all spent here, one way or another.
Another town which knows the boom and bust cycle all too well is Moranbah, in the heart of the Bowen Basin, just 120 kilometres from Claremont. But the residents here insist the mining downturn hasn't been as bad as portrayed, and they're proud of how resilient their community is. Melissa Westcott owns a shoe shop and says her town is much more than mining.
We've found that while you don't have as many people walking around, we're still the hub for the families and the young people to come into. So we've still got the same, we've got foot traffic. You're just not seeing as many, much high vis, I guess, around town, which isn't always a bad thing. But for us, there is a change with the number of people in town, but we're going strong. We're there.
There are still jobs in the resources sector. Moranbah has a coalfields training centre where students can learn different trades. Tracy Mawson is the manager.
I would say 95% of them want to stay in town. We have a program that we run that a lot of schools in Queensland run, and it's a school-based apprenticeship traineeship program. A lot of our students go and get school-based apprenticeships to start with and then roll full-time into those at the end of Year 12.
She says the fly-in, fly-out workers are gone, but there are still plenty of willing workers.
It's really great that they can stay in town, and then they keep that experience. They have their families in town, and then the cycle keeps going, and it's a fantastic opportunity. And it keeps those businesses that are in town able to keep servicing the customers that they have because they have the workers here that want to be here.